What developed out of that was what I would call a multicultural society. It's a multicultural society where people were allowed to be non-Muslims and have their own houses of worship. They were allowed to carry on with their arts and sciences. They were also allowed, to a certain extent, to even judge themselves. In small matters, Jewish law or Christian law would apply to the people within their enclaves, within their areas. The general law of the land was the law of Islam. Also, it was a common thing to find a person in what the Muslims call Al-Andalus. It was a common thing to find a person who could speak Arabic and a dialect of Spanish and could read Latin. So with this ability, being able to speak Arabic, speak Spanish, read Latin, they were prime sources of translation. And so that multicultural context that they were living in allowed them to be sources of information where they could go from Latin right over to Arabic. They could go from Arabic into Spanish, into Latin. And so that kind of a society developed to such an extent that even in Jewish literature, Maimonides, Ibn Ma'mun, who was one of the famous philosophers and scientists of Jewish literature, he existed during this time, and it was considered to be, during the Muslim rule, one of the golden ages for the Jewish in terms of arts and sciences.